Well, Curtis, the day that you guys have waited for a long time finally arrived, the first round of this year's Illinois Open Championship.
Yeah, no, it's we put a lot into getting ready for this one. And as you can see with the TV coverage, the cameras, the hospitality tents, you know, the member turnout, we're excited to have everybody. And I think the golf course has shown that it's a really good test of golf.
So you guys toughened it up for everybody. You grew some rough. You probably put a little speed on those greens. And tell us how it's playing and how your first round went.
We the golf committee and I decided we would let the rough grow. We haven't cut the rough in, 8 to 10 days. And it's healthy. You know, it'll penalize some bad shots. Greens are quick, but that's how they normally are. I mean, what they're running today is our normal everyday pace of, on the stim meter. It's running right around 12, maybe just over 12, and it is what it is. The pins are very tough. You really have to think your way around the golf course. My round today, not playing any competition leading up to it and haven't played a competitive round in a long time, I did some really stupid things. Hit it in the rough, tried to get too much out of it, made bogey. Hit it in the rough, hit a bad chip, 3-putt, it made double. But, hit some good shots out there, and tomorrow will be another day, and hopefully we have another day on Wednesday too.
How proud is the membership and the board to be hosting this event, especially with all the time and effort and the work you've done to improve the golf course in recent years?
They are beyond ecstatic. As you see, we probably had 30 or more following myself and our past presidents playing behind me. And, tomorrow I'm sure you'll see a ton more. There's going to be more this afternoon following our head pro, Tyler. Everybody I've talked to about the golf course has been nothing but crazy about how good it is. The bunkers are perfect. The greens are perfect. It's a really cool thing to see it all come together, and it's knock on wood, so far so good.
Well, there's a quote from Media Day from Kerry Williams, the Illinois PGA Executive Director, that said that all parties involved were actually close to having to cancel the event totally. As you stand here today, I'm sure you're glad that you didn't.
Oh, I'm ecstatic that we didn't. It sucks that we had to change it up and not partner with Stonebridge and have two golf courses and 262 players. But, the way the times are right now, we need to do things the right way. And to be able to host a major championship and put on a major championship experience, we're going to push forward and we're going to get it done in the best possible way we can.
I'm sure you're hoping that you get to team up with Stonebridge again in a future year and bring the championship back out here again at some point.
Yeah, no, the members have already asked me when it's coming back. So they're obviously fully on board with this event. Like they said in Media Day, they're here to support golf in Illinois, championship golf in Illinois. And, being who I am in the golf business and being on the board and the Open's chairman, they want to support me, and that's you can't ask for anything more out of a membership than someone that'll support their director of golf.
Well, our understanding is that there might be a new course record. It's 6 under par this morning. How good a golf is that in these conditions on this golf course today?
We got out early, and I got to see it firsthand, which was pretty fun. Brandon hit a lot of good golf shots. I wouldn't say 66 is the highest he could have shot, but it wouldn't have been far off of that. He was playing exactly how you got to play. He was hitting in the fairway, and he was hitting his irons really close. And being soft today, which is kind of unfortunate, because leading up to the week, we had this really firm and fast, and then we got smoked with rain on Thursday. We got some rain on Friday, a little rain yesterday, a little rain this morning. But, the pins are brutal. They're brutally tough. You've got to be smart with what you're doing. And he just hit it that well. As you look at the leaderboard now, the next closest is 2 under. And there's a lot of good players in this event. I consider myself a good player. And I didn't play that well today, but I didn't miss it by too much. You know, I just made a couple really stupid mistakes, but I could have squeezed maybe 1, 2, 3 under par out of today and still would have been chasing three easily. So it was a fabulous round. Well, he was a super good guy. And
he's been knocking on the door a couple
times.
Yes,
he's been knocking on the door.
I can't, on a mission this year?
I can't believe the door hasn't opened for him, because if he hits it like that the next 2 days, he's going to be tough to catch, because that's his, the way his game is. I mean, I think he hit 2 balls in the rough off the tee and had to chip out on one of them, and I don't know what he did in the other one, but other than that, he was hammering him down the fairway and knocking irons close.
69. Hat, do you guys hear?
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, 69. It was great. It was fun. It was tough track, and had a good time. Had it going. I've got a good friend from up at the Merritt Club named Dirk Anderson caddying for me, who's caddied for me before and did really well. So I think it's his help. So yeah, it's great to have him out here.
Now, you had 3 birdies on the front. Did you have all pars on the back?
I had 1 birdie, 1 bogey, and I had a nice little 5-footer for par on the last for a par save. So it was nice to make that one, and yeah. I'm looking forward to getting back after it tomorrow morning, 7:30. The greens will be perfect. Weather should be good, so excited to get it rolling.
They say this morning here was calmer than it has been this afternoon, so maybe that's an edge for you too tonight.
Definitely, yeah. I just like playing in the morning too. Actually, this morning was kind of crazy. My older brother got married last night in Columbus, so I woke up bright and early and drove from Columbus here. But it was awesome. I'm feeling really fresh. It was fun to be with family, and it was just a terrific wedding. So it's been awesome. It's been a really fun weekend, and excited to be back playing the Illinois Open.
Did you have to recover at all from the wedding, or did you were you just in the punch without the spike?
I'd say I was relatively well behaved, yeah, I was best man, and it was just so much fun, and yeah, it was just a great time to see all my family, and my older brother is happy as can be. Truly has found an incredible girl, so it was a great night. And yeah, this morning was definitely crazy, and there were times out there when I was kind of feeling a little tired, but I think it's one of those things where if you just focus on one shot at a time, then you kind of just get it around. And I actually hit it beautifully today, which was a little bit surprising. So
that's only what, a 7-hour drive, right?
Yeah, like 6. Yeah. So I did a little yoga and I was ready to go.
And the time change helped a little bit.
Time change was great. Yep. I actually got into the Korn Ferry event this past week in Omaha. It was a bummer to have to miss that, but it was no question. I wanted to be at my brother's wedding, and I'm just really glad that I was able to make it here.
Mm-hmm. Give us one highlight of the day, long putt or shit?
Yeah, I made birdie on the par 5, number 5. Par 3, number 5. Mm-hmm. It's a really long hole, par 3, and I hit a 6-iron that landed about a foot short, almost one hopped in, went to the back fringe and made that. So that was definitely really solid. I think especially the front 9, there's some really, really challenging holes, especially down the stretch. So I did a really good job staying in the present, and it was thanks to Dirk Anderson, who was guiding for me, so it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your game overall. We know you've been playing in some Korn Ferry events, and are you hoping to get in the Evan Scholar event here next month?
I'm very much hoping I get into the Evan Scholar. That would be fantastic. My game's been really solid, but it's been a little crazy just traveling all over, playing in a lot of Monday qualifiers. So yeah, it was nice to play in TPC San Antonio and then in Springfield, Missouri, and play out there. So that's awesome. I'd say overall, I'm just driving the ball kind of the best I ever have in my life. And today I putted really, really solid. Got to see a few go in, which is awesome. So everything's been in really good form, and I just love playing the Illinois Open. It's fun to see all my friends out here. And so I feel very comfortable here, and ready for a few more great days.
With the pandemic this year, a lot of people haven't been traveling with, you know, a whole family and things like that. So have you, in the Korn Ferry events you get into, are you hanging out with Vince India and Nick Hardy and some of the other guys
that
you know from home?
A ton, yeah. Nick and I spent basically every second together those 2 weeks, which was awesome. He's such a good guy, and he's definitely showing me the ropes. He's had an incredible year, which is fun to see. Vince, the same way, he's been playing awesome. Vince took this last week off, and we played a couple days together. So yeah, I mean, I really look up to those guys. I think they're both incredible players, and that being said, I feel like I can hang with both of them. So when I see them do really well, it gives me a lot of confidence that when I get out there, I can play. So
and they are they in a Korn Ferry event this week, which is why they're not here?
They are, yeah. They're playing out in Portland. Yeah, so I unfortunately didn't get into that one, but it's great to be playing here.
Mm-hmm. Where's your schedule go? Do you know any Korn Ferry events you're in going forward?
I know nothing at this point. That's kind of been the story of my year.
How hard is it?
It's very very tough. I think naturally I'm pretty go with the flow, and I think you really need to be. The hard part is scheduling stuff, but PGA Tour travel is awesome. They help us out. And with Corona, we've gotten the coronavirus pandemic, we've had free change fees, which has actually been kind of nice to me. Mm-hmm. For me, that being said, being able to plot out your schedule definitely does make a difference. But this is just an incredible experience. This is what it's like for a lot of players, and you need to learn how to show up and be ready and play well when you get in. So my game's been good, and I just got to stay positive and enjoy it.
Being more of a North Shore guy or growing up in that direction, did you ever get out here and play White Eagle before?
Never. No. I played last week with Brad Slocum, and so that was awesome. And just to come out and see it. And then Jim Builder, who's a really good buddy of mine. So, yeah, that was just really fun. And I'm blown away by this course. I had never even heard of it. And the greens are incredible. The layout is fantastic. I know they just did a big renovation. So it's a big, big time winner. This is an awesome track. So it's perfect. It's challenging, though. Very challenging.